And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, who was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew, and they went to tell Jesus. Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come, that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor them. My soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this cause, I came unto this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then there came a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. The people that stood by, and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to Jesus. Jesus answered and said, This voice did not come because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all unto me. This Jesus said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abides forever. And how is it that you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness comes upon you. For he that walks in darkness does not know where he goes. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things Jesus spoke, and departed, and hid himself from them. John chapter 12 20-36. This is really important, you have to know this, the hour had come. The Son of Man would be lifted up, not onto a throne, but onto a cross. And in that death, Jesus would bear the judgment of this world, crush the power of Satan, and draw all people to himself. Jesus did not shrink back from the cross. Though his soul was troubled, he refused to say, Father, save me from this hour, because he knew, for this cause I came. To follow Jesus is to follow him into death, death to self, death to the love of this world, death to pride and sin. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. The seed must fall into the ground and die. But in dying, it brings forth life. Walk while you have the light. Believe while it is still day. For the cross is not just Christ's death, it is the place where eternal life begins. Will you follow him there?